Hey, Red Rocks. This is Mr. Isaac, and you're about ready to enjoy a fantastic podcast. You might not know that we have our future focus. In our midst are future leaders, and we know that you're going to enjoy this. We want to thank Mrs. McDowell. She's done so much for our students with technology, and more than that, with the way they see the world. Go Raccoons!
Red Rock students and families. I'm Amelia, and I'm going to be interviewing the 4th and 5th grade teachers. Up first, we have the 4th grade teachers, Mr. Austin and Mrs. Ramos.
Let's get started. Hi, Mrs. Ramos and Mr. Austin. What was the best part of your summer?
The best part of my summer was getting to have time to hang out, relax, get things done around the house, and I got to play a lot of music, which I really enjoy.
The best part of my summer was just getting to relax and hang out with my family and my friends and just do things around the house too and get things done that have been put off for a long time.
What are you most excited about for this year?
I'm most excited about meeting new students. We have some new staff members here that I'm excited to get to know, and just new curriculum and new learning. There's a lot of new learning this year that's going to happen.
I agree. Just always fun to start off a new year with new students and work with Mr. Austin, of course.
If you could take your students anywhere in the world for free, where would you guys take them?
I think I would choose the beach. So Nassau, Bahamas is one of my favorite beaches to go to. It's beautiful there.
It's a good place. I would probably take my kids somewhere in Europe just to learn about some of the history.
Now let's talk about your life outside of the classroom. Okay. Do any of you guys have siblings?
I have one sister.
I have three brothers, one older brother and two younger brothers.
When you were younger, did you have any like sports hobbies or anything, clubs?
When I was younger, I was a gymnast. So I did a lot of gymnastics.
It was really all about music for me. I didn't do much with sports, but I've played the drums since I was a little kid, and it's what I love doing.
Did you guys go on any fun trips with your family when you guys were younger that you remember?
We did. We were very lucky and got to go to some fun beach vacations when I was little.
And I would say probably the most fun vacation I went on when I was little, I got to go across the sea to Scotland and London and France all over the course of a couple weeks.
Is there anything else you want to say to your new students?
I would say just looking forward to meeting everybody next week, and we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great year.
Yep, fourth grade will be fun.
Next, we have the 5th grade teachers, Mr. Patterson and Mr. Moore. Let's jump right in. Hi, Mr. Patterson and Mr. Moore. How many years have you guys been teaching?
This is my 23rd year coming up.
I've taught a long, long time.
Have you guys ever taught anyone who went off to do bigger things?
We're lucky here at Red Rocks that we have lots of kids that go on to do many things and are successful in what they do. One that I can think of off the top of my head is we do have a news anchor somewhere on the eastern half of the United States.
Yeah, what's kind of sad though is we've taught so long that we have people who have become lawyers and doctors. I can think of like even sports, some people who have won state or gotten second or third. What's really cool is we keep track of a lot of our ex-students, and that's the whole staff for the most part. And we take a lot of pride in how amazingly successful the kids have come through Red Rocks that they have been.
What are you guys most excited about for this year?
Have you? But yeah, every year it's fun when you come back and you go into your room and you got to get it all set up and, you know, try to remember things that you've done in the past, what worked well, what didn't, and just looking at new faces coming in and hoping that you can make a difference for them.
I think my biggest one is I get to see my students smile. I think we forget how quickly things were last year and with no smiles, and it was really neat to see smiles last year at the second semester, but I'm really excited to see smiling kids.
And you could take your students anywhere in the whole wide world. Where would you take them?
Free, but I love going to DC. And going to Williamsburg is one of the most magical moments for any kind of historian. And so I would do the whole East Coast, to be honest with you. And you can take them to Gettysburg, but really DC, Williamsburg, Jamestown, that's what we get to learn. So it's really, really magical when you get to see what you learn in real life.
And the trip to DC is absolutely amazing. It's fun every year, but I'm going to the other coast because I would take kids to Disneyland because it says when you walk in, it's the happiest place on earth.
We ask some questions about your life outside of the classroom?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, do you guys have any siblings?
Well, I am like Mr. Austin. I have three brothers, one older and two younger.
And I have a sister and two half-brothers, and they're all older, so I'm the baby of the crew.
Did you guys have any hobbies or sports when you were younger?
We pretty much played everything, baseball, basketball, football, wiffle ball in the backyard. We were very active with sports, and that's kind of what we did growing up.
Hobbies when I was younger, I still have hobbies. Yeah, same things, basketball, biking, running, reading, and yeah, I mean, they're always changing, but yeah, when I was younger, same things.
Did you guys have any childhood pets that you loved?
We only had a dog once I was in high school, and that's the only time I really had a pet. Other than now, I have pet squirrels and raccoons and skunks in my backyard.
Yeah, my family's always been a cat family, so I've always kind of wanted a dog. But yeah, we have cats, so we have a cat now that's like a dog. But yeah, I had cats growing up.
Is there anything you want to say to your new students?
Yeah, basically, you know, the cool thing about being in fifth grade is this is the end of the elementary experience. And so it's kind of cool that Red Rocks, where most of our students have been here. So it's kind of a really nice closure with the community and all that as well. So fifth grade is gonna be a great year. A lot of new and exciting things and, you know, adventures and challenges as well. So just looking forward to sharing that with everyone.
It's lots of opportunities and leadership opportunities to kind of set an example for the school. So we expect a lot of our fifth grade students coming in, and we look forward to having you guys here next week.
Well, there you have it, folks, your fourth and fifth grade teachers.
Hello everyone, this is going to be the calendar for the first week of school.
Tuesday, August 16th is our first day of school, and we are looking forward to starting a new and exciting year with all of you. Parents, plan on staying after you drop your children off. PTA is hosting a tea and tissues. It's a great time to meet other parents from your child's classroom and in our Red Rocks community. Hope to see you there.
Famous moments and fun holidays from the 16th of August to the 20th. Starting on Tuesday, the 16th, it is Tell a Joke Day, so make sure to tell someone your funniest joke you got for the first day of school. Besides telling jokes, today was the day in 1896 gold was discovered in Rabbit Creek, resulting in the Klondike Gold Rush in Alaska. On the 18th of August, the Toyota Company was founded in Japan and now makes over 10 million cars a year. Saturday will be Chocolate Pecan Pie Day, so go ahead and try it over the weekend. Along with pies, it is also the 23rd president's birthday. Benjamin Harrison was born on August 1833 and was the grandson of William Henry Harrison, the 9th president of the U.S. And that's famous moments and fun holidays for this week.
Hello, Red Rocks readers. Josephine here, sharing with you two reviews of my favorite books. The first book we have is Keeper of the Lost Cities. Sophie, a 12-year-old girl, has a secret. She can read minds. No one knows until a mysterious boy finds her and takes her away to a new world. She soon finds out that her human parents are not her parents at all. She will be forced to go to a new school with new elves and new teachers. Will she make new friends? Find out by reading Keeper of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messenger. I really love this book because the author was really imaginative, so I could not put the book down. The book was definitely worth the read because the end was very, very good. If you like the first book, you can read this whole series. For the next book, I have The Silver Arrow by Lev Grossman. Kate has not seen her Uncle Herbert in a long time. A couple of days before her birthday, she writes a letter to her uncle asking for a gift. On her birthday, her uncle comes to her house. He shows up with a gift, but this is not any gift, like a tiny toy or some money. It's a steam engine. She sneaks out with her brother to figure out all the twists and turns it holds. But then, it starts up. She is forced to go on an adventure finding and saving animals from their old homes which humans are taking over. Will she make it home and save all the animals? I really like this book because it had some cool animals. Also because it made me feel like I was in Kate's hands doing all the work. If you liked The Silver Arrow, if you have ever read it, you should definitely check out The Golden Swift. This basically The Silver Arrow 2. Those were two very, 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 very good books by Shannon Messenger and Lev Grossman. That was all for me. See you next time. Bye!
Hello, this is Colton with your daily comedy report. Coming from a closet near you. Shall we get started?
Sure.
Okay, first joke is, why did the referee go to the bank?
Why? I don't know why.
To get his quarter back. Okay, our next joke is, why did the chicken cross the water park?
I don't know. Why?
To get to the other slide. Is knock knock.
Who's there?
The dishes.
Dishes.
Dishes the FBI. Open up! What do cows watch in the morning?
I don't know.
CPR?
What?
CPR moves. What time is it when Godzilla comes to school?
Time to run.
What's a snake's favorite subject? History. What do you go to when two spiders are getting married? A webbing. Why was the math book sad? Because it had so many problems. Okay. That's all for today. My time is up. Oh, and by the way, join the Ortho Chicken at orthochicken.com.
Thank you for joining us for our very first Red Rocks Elementary School podcast. Your podcast crew this week was Amelia, Ivy, Josephine, and Colton. Didn't they do a great job? We did have some technical difficulties, as often happens with new programs, so a few kids will deliver their portion of the podcast next week. Tune in every Monday for the latest and the greatest from our Red Rock students. If you'd like to be a part of this podcast, sign up in the Bitmoji library on the website by clicking on Mrs. McDowell's cell phone. Have a great school year!